Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wildfowl guy. Punt, the wildfowl guy. They call him Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wildfowl guy.
They call him
Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wildfowl guy.
They call him
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. We back with another episode of Rodis Live, Season 6, in full effect. Everybody wanted to know why I haven't been interviewing any ladies this season. Well, today, we have an interview with Missy Faye. She's coming through to talk about her new single and what she has going on. We have a full-fledged queen. We're gonna get into it. Chop, chop. Also, this Saturday night, June 1st, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., I'll be on the King, Pen, and Crux show. Yes, that's on My Radio Chicago. Make sure you tap in on Facebook. Follow the King, Pen, and Crux page. Two phenomenal hosts. I'll be streaming the live interview from my Instagram at The Real Rodis. So make sure y'all follow me at The Real Rodis. It's available in my link tree. Also, make sure you download the My Radio Chicago app and stream their show. Also, catch up on past episodes of their show as well. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Missy Faye, that's what's poppin'. Chicago 444, that's what's poppin'. Spoken word, that's what's poppin'. God's lyricist, that's what's poppin'. Queen, that's what's poppin'. Independence, that's what's poppin'. Women empowerment, that's what's poppin'. One mic, that's what's poppin'. Prolific, that's what's poppin'. Rated poetic, that's what's poppin'. Missy Faye is the Rodis Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Miss Ife, the rarest gem. 15 years ago, God told me to leave Chicago like cheek I go, and I did that. He also told me to seek and find better, and I did that. I want all my brothers and sisters around the world, but especially in Chicago, to know that you too can seek and find better. I put on for my city made strong, get my city man wrong with my city. God, please help my city. Born and raised in the city, Chi-town is my city. Messed around in the city, goes down in my city. Moved away from the city, brand new day, my new city. Up a line, wood line, line city. Still up in me, what was birth in the city. Got the nerves in the city, live and learn in the city. Do it first in my city, breeding goons in the city. From my city, the news in my city, Huey knew we black and pretty. There's war in my city, there's more to my city. News explore what's beneath me, south side. Are y'all with me, north side of it's a city, west side, flashy pretty, east side, gun on thigh, and they wish a trigger try. Pretty city full of strife, beautiful, flashy lights, take a ride, boat glad down, make sure I drive. I got more than what I pray for. I pray for two when I got four. Got a yes behind four doors. Pass the test, four out of four. So what you standing over there for? Bang your chest, gonna get chores. It'll manifest if you ask the Lord. Read the clock, 444. It was no longer a coincidence. I began to see 444 on license plates, billboard signs, gas prices. God is calling us leaders to go and help those who need us. Where are our Muhammad Ali leaders at? They need us. They need us in the city. Lead us in the city. No trust in the city. Jesus, help my city. Food us. Yes, the city. Poverty rules the city. Politics are for kids like fruity tricks. Are for kids. I'm grimy. No legit Trinity. Keep me lit. Stay out the way until the end. Favor, I'm dodging, sending, falling, seeing like David. What I did, I never meant. I repent to who was sent. Yeah, man, I put on for my city. Same song in my city. So much wrong with my city. Y'all belong to that city. Chi-town is my city. Chi-town is my city. I got more than what I pray for. I pray for two women. I got four. Got a yes behind four doors. Pass the test for a while to pour. So what you standing over there for? Bang your chest, gonna get yours. It'll manifest if you ask the Lord. Read the clock. I got more than what I pray for. I pray for two when I got four. Got a yes behind four doors. Pass the test for a while to pour. So what you standing over there for? Bang your chest, gonna get yours. It'll manifest if you ask the Lord. Read the clock. 4, 4, 4.
That was Missy Fay with her new single, Chicago 444. That song is available on all streaming platforms. If you would like to support the Riders Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the link tree as well. So hit up linktree/RODES. Thank you.
What up?
Hey, how are you?
Well, it's about time.
I know, right? We've been at it.
What up, man?
Hello,
what up?
Hello, how are
hey,
you?
Hey, we've been hearing that medicine.
That's okay. That's okay. Can you hear me fine, or should I put on some AirPods?
No.
Okay, because I'm outside.
No, don't put on no AirPods. You sound good. You look amazing. That's
right.
What's popping.
That's what's up. Hello, everyone.
What up, CEO 5000?
Man,
hey, tell the people a little bit about yourself. What up, Mike?
My name is Missy Fay. Hello, Goddess Warrior. Yeah. Listen. I am God's lyricist. I am on fire for Christ. I am on fire for anyone who wants to live a better life. That's my whole thing. I was sent to deliver words that heal to a world in pain. And I put it in my music, y'all. I put it in my songs, my raps, my speaking, my poetry, because I just want to love on y'all. Y'all dope. And we need to start speaking better stuff in music. Better stuff when we, it's just greater. Greater is in my heart, greater is on my mind. And I'm sitting here to just bless y'all with the love of God. That's it. That's a period.
Words are powerful. So let's talk about how we got to this point. How do we get to this point?
Yo, you already know it was nothing but a thought in my mind. And you took the time to sit down with me and make it make sense. I love your energy too. Yes, God. Listen, this gentleman made it make sense for somebody on fire. Because I had no clue. I never do. I just step out there and do it. Then it strike gold because of God, not because of me. But he sat down. He told me step by step by step what to do as an independent artist. As a teacher, as a young lady, dude was just so amazing. And he's just been, man, rocking with me, encouraging me. So, right as you know, you all that. He all that. So I said, I want to be on his show because he all that.
I appreciate that. Hey, I feel bad judging you in that spoken word contest. You had it hands down, you know, but it was fair. You were so seasoned. We had to give it to you.
And you know what? It was my first time speaking after not speaking for 10 years. So I relate with you, God is where you're on that. I didn't speak for 10 years. And this is the story behind that. The stories are all in my music. The stories are all in my testimony. If I need to speak to someone, the stories are in my heart, y'all. Like God is dope. We just don't know because it seems like a boring life. But yeah, anyways, you just blessed me, brother. That day, you don't know. I mean, the encouragement that day that came from you and the others in the room, it just set, it was like the catalyst that I was like, okay, I'm about to do this. Like, I was like, I'm going up in it. Because for me to win second place after not speaking for 10 years, God was like, move. And I was like, okay. He said, move again. I said, all right. And I just started doing stuff. And it's been a snowball. And I'm just excited. I love, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love y'all energy too. It's not about me. It's for y'all. And I'm cool with that now. Yep.
Tell the people what you got for them. Tell them what you got for them.
Y'all, first of all, I just dropped my first single. I can't even believe I'm saying that because I don't identify as being like a rapper or anything like that. It's like whatever God gives to me, I hear the tune and then it's just music. So I love all type of music, but this particular piece is it's just rap. And Chicago is on my heart. I'm born and raised in Chicago, Southside, Hyde Park. I went to Kenwood Academy, so that's where I identify. But I left there 15 years ago, so I'm living a suburban life and visiting Chicago, and I'm seeing the demise in so many ways of a beautiful city. And I'm speaking blessings over Chicago and the outskirts of Chicago land that God shows up and show how beautiful we are as a people, Black people, and as a people, as the human race coming together. And it's happening. I see it from what's being built, but I just want to make sure that we as a people got our hands in it. And so I'm speaking blessings through my music that Chicago is coming up. It ain't going to be no gentrification type of come up. I'm talking about we coming together because Chicago is a beautiful place. And man, my 444, that's Chicago 444, that's the name of my single. That 444 is the blessing that God continued to show me. I saw it today. I can show you a receipt that got 444 on it today, license plate. I just kept saying 444. I was like, God, you trying to tell me something? That was a year ago, and I keep saying it. So Chicago 444 is a message for Chicago. It's a message for the world, for us leaders to get out of these communities and heal, help others heal. We need to heal. And it ain't it, like, and we need to bring to the table what's the easiest access, which is the television, the media. So I put it in the music. The enemy's in the music, so I'm bringing God to it. I might sound lame, but I'm ashamed about nothing, because when all of y'all flaked, I didn't know what to do. I sat down and I prayed, and it was Shah who brought me through. I counted pennies, drove Benzes. Listen, that's where I'm at with it.
That's what's up, boss.
I'm bringing God to the music, but real love back to the music. Swag back to the music, though. It ain't no boring stuff. I mean, that's music, but I also like poetry, too. I'm a poet first. I'm a writer.
Man, you're a poet. Man, you're a poet. So who's some of your favorite poets, by the way?
Y'all know Maya Angelou. She is her. Like, hands down. Her whole makeup, her whole being. Just her and Gwendolyn Brooks. Those are the two that I gravitate towards. Yep.
That's what's up. One of my current favorites, besides you, is Mike the Poet, too. I like Mike the
Poet. Yes, that's my brother. Yes, he dope. He dope. And he's always rocking with me, you know, supporting me, and I do the same for him, you know. Solid dude. I love Mike and all this little crew. They man, some dope individuals. He gave me my
man.
That's why I went on stage at his thing in Chicago.
The Regal Room.
Yes, the Regal Room. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trembling, y'all. I was trembling in my boots. And you know what God told me, and this is a message for everybody. God told me, do it scared. Do it, shaking in your boots. And I promise y'all, I would be so afraid. But when I got up there, and whenever I get up there to deliver for God, I'm out the way. So it ain't even me. It's just the messenger on stage. And that's what I'm sent here to do. Just to encourage you guys love on you guys and show you that it can be done in a real respectful, tasteful, and fun. And I keep saying swag because I'm all but swagged out way. It ain't gotta be boring.
Right.
I don't like regular. I don't like, right. I don't like irregular.
The energy was so strong in there, and the DJ boy, he had it moving up
he
in
did.
There.
Amazing. Is what I felt like, amazing. And I be moving like that and like this every single day, and I can't contain it. And it's not me, it's God. Like tweaking me out though, but it's all good because it's God. So all things are good that comes from Him.
Exactly. I knew the single was coming because we was talking about it when you was working on it, like in the beginning phases of everything.
Yeah.
So can we expect the full project from you?
Yes, yes, yes. I am so excited. We ain't regular. I don't want to say it's regular. Anyways, listen, yes. I am working on a full project. As we speak, when I get off with you, I'm speaking to the brother who, he helped me walk into the studio the first time. I was afraid as an artist, and he coached me. And he in Chicago, his name is Mark, and he owns a studio, The Island, and up on Division or something like that. He's going to be helping me with like 8 to 10 more songs that I already written, and I'm still writing today.
That
should be happening in August of 2023, no later than September 2023. Yep.
That's what's up. So you ready to have some fun? Da na na na.
Oh Lord, yeah. Let's have some fun.
Da na na na.
Right, let's have some fun.
Yes, no, or maybe so.
All right.
Okay. So if you could build a base. If you could build a bay. Okay. If you could build the perfect man, you could take 5 attributes from any man, dead or alive, to make your perfect mate. What attributes would you take and who would you take them from?
Well, I would take them from God only. And I would have a man who knows God because he'll love him more than he loves me. And a man who can communicate because without communication, things are dead and it's a game. So if you know God, you know love. And then if you know love, you'll be able to communicate that and out your mouth, not just in gestures. Some people have a different love language, but to be able to really communicate and push back your ego and emotions that we often operate in. So there you go. That's that answer right there.
That's what's up. Now, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
You working on your album. You could get any 5 producers. Any 5 producers from anywhere. Famous, not famous. Who would they be?
That's the thing. I don't know everybody. Well, I like Tank. I like DJ Khaled. I like Kanye.
Okay. 2 more people.
It has to be some weird or wild eccentric type of producer. I may not know the producer's name, but I can give you an artist who I love their music, and they're very different. Like Rihanna and Lady Gaga. I love their music. And I also like Ty Tribbett, but I don't know the producer's name. That's what I'm saying. But I like that type of music. Ty Tribbett, and I also like Lady Gaga's music. Like, it's a wide range, but yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, da-na-na-na.
Hi.
Da-na-na-na. Hi. So, let the people know what they can expect from you and what you got coming up, and leave a positive word with the listeners.
My next performance. See, what I did was, I had no idea stepping out this year to share God's word through my gifts that He has given me. But what I did was, I prayed, I gave my calendar to God. I literally held my hand held my calendar in my hand and prayed to God and said, I don't know what you want me to do. You fill it up. So the performances that I am, that I show up at are literally just like on the spot, like, or maybe a few days in advance. I'm new at this. So Goddess Warrior, she gave me a slot just because her energy is amazing. And she said, hey, come out, give her one song. God, give you two if you want. She didn't book me, but I don't care. I want to be there because it's just going to be a vibe and I know it. And I just was at the Spot Culture where she's having her 11th anniversary. Y'all should come. I know it's going to be dope. I didn't look at the flyer. And she dope, like, man, yeah, come. It's going to be, I can't think of the name of the place, but it's out south. And she invited me to come and share. So that's June 4th. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's June 4th, out south. I'll post it for, when I say out south, I'm speaking of the south suburbs. I think 180th and Dixie Highway, something like that, at the Culture. That's what I said. Anyway, right, I'll be right there. And then I just want to leave this with you. Your life will change when you change the way you tell yourself your story. If your life has been bogus and you're like, yeah, they did this, or I did this, I did that. If you're recycling that in your psyche every day, it's the truth, no doubt. But you have to change the way you telling your brain your story, though. You have to say that happened, but this is now, and have the but this is now become a regular thing that's running in your psyche. So if you can just change the way you're telling your story to yourself, it's a personal thing, your life will change. I'm living proof.
And yeah, you gotta rewire that negative energy to positive, conducive motivation, self-motivation. Yep. So,
and it's an intentional exercise.
Exactly. Let everybody know where they can get your music and where they can follow you.
Well, it's of course Miss MIS._EFAY. That's IFE. That's on TikTok. That's on Instagram. I'm God's Lyricist on Facebook. And you can also find me and follow me at ElizabethRuthLoving.com. And there was one more. Oh, my music. It's on Spotify, iTunes. It's distributed through DistroKid. So on all platforms right now, YouTube as well. So yeah, check me out, Chicago 444. You can find me on my website, ElizabethRuthLoving.com, or on my socials. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'll be connecting with you guys soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.